Greetings, moles. The news is so appalling these days, I don't even know where to begin. The federal budget proposal from the Trump administration proposed replacing food stamps with a monthly American Harvest box full of government-picked non-perishable foods like milk, peanut butter, canned fruits, and cereal. The proposal, of course, made no provision for people allergic to peanuts or wheat, and because it would replace aid from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, that would reduce the access recipients have to fresh fruits and vegetables. In addition to making major cuts in SNAP, the Trump budget proposal would make major cuts in Section 8 housing assistance, in Medicare, in Medicaid, in the National Science Foundation, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Labor Department, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Chemical Safety Board, tasked with investigating accidents at chemical facilities. Meanwhile, in the Northwest, another spread of radioactive contamination from Hanford's plutonium reclamation facility. In other news, which will be getting even harder to find because of the repeal of net neutrality rules, the current administration is backing off of enforcing existing regulations and laws. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has dropped a lawsuit against a lender that allegedly charged people up to 950% interest rates because the suit doesn't fit the Bureau's revised mission. The Education and Justice Departments withdrew the Obama-era guidance on transgender restroom access, so the Education Department will not be responding to any complaints filed by transgender students who are banned from restrooms that match their gender identity. And the House passed H.R. 620 that places significant obstacles to enforcement of the Americans with Disabilities Act, basically allowing companies to defer accommodations until months after anyone has brought a suit against them. In Florida, we had the 18th school shooting of 2018, which killed 17 people. The 19-year-old shooter was a white supremacist. I don't even know where to start. Talk with your neighbors. Join an organization. I'm turning it over to the archival Fred Hampton.
And why they want to get rid of me? Because I'm saying something that might wake up some other exploited people and some other oppressed people. And if all these people ever get together, then these pigs that are exploiting us, we'll be able to run them into the lake. That's why they want to get rid of us. What makes them mad about it is that they had black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people poor people of all descents. They had them caught up in their movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of us people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, there's only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back, because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies, I hate Indians. So we're fighting amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here, and you got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white. Propagating the same type of madness that this buffoon Hanrahan would be propagating if he were here himself. And why? Because they want to keep you to believing that I'm your enemy, and that everybody else that's black and that wears a lot of hair on his head and hair on his face, they want to keep you thinking that he's your enemy. Why? Because if ever you would disregard him and overlook him just for a minute and throw away that question of racism and start into dealing with a little logic, then there would be no one else you could attack other than Hanrahan, other than Daley, and other than Tricky Dicky Nixon. If you make the right decision, then the oppressed people of the world can get complete satisfaction.
So we always say the Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the Panthers are doing. That's what the Panthers are doing all over the world.
with us. We know you could've stayed home, just cried and cussed. May all your guns go off if it's time to bust. May all their tanks have time to rust. They got the army turning bullets into gold. They got the hookers turning tricks into code. And every time the police kicks in the dough, an angel gasps.